What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Today is December the 7th, and usually I do Netflix Tuesday, but I want to talk about this new show that's on Primetime Amazon. If you have a Fire Stick, you know what I'm talking about. It's a new episode. It's called Harlem, Amazon original. It's from the writers of Girl Trip. Tracy Oliver has brought a comedy style relatable to our screens with the Prime Video original series, and it's called Harlem. So I want to start off by saying that it has a few familiar faces in it. Megan Good, to name one. Megan Good and the young lady from Empire, you know, Terrence Howard's first supposed to be girlfriend, whatever. I forgot her name, Lord forgive me, but I'm sorry about this. I'm just keeping it real. I'm gonna keep it natural with you. I'm not gonna draw this out like some people do, but anyway, it puts you in a mind. I'm just gonna keep it real with you. It puts you in a mind of Sex in the City. Sex in the City, Sex and the City, whatever you want to say. I thought it was Sex in the City for the longest. So it takes place in Harlem. A bunch of girlfriends of all walks of life. Like I said, it puts you in the mind of a black Sex in the City. You have a homosexual friend. You have the ghetto friend. You have the educated friend. You have the bougie friend. So that's basically, you know, the dynamics of the friends, to sum it up. What I liked about this show is that, and I didn't like, let's start with the negative. What I didn't like about it is that Megan Good character was in love with her with college sweetheart, and he wanted to pursue a career, and she didn't go, and they went their separate ways, and she still held this torch for him for so long. Now, me, as a female, I'm just telling you, if I was in a relationship with somebody and I decided not to go with them to pursue their dreams, but I still had feelings for them, I wouldn't cut them off. I mean, I would still try to make it work. I would still try to be with them. But if that other person wasn't giving me back what I was giving, you know, I would just like, then I'll cut it off. But she cut all communication. She went on about her degrees and became a professor at Columbia, I think. Columbia. And I just feel like, you know, I be feeling like some dramas on these series be doing the most, like some movies be doing the most. And like, for instance, like Halloween, I'm getting off track, but with Halloween Kills, like Michael Myers was doing too much overkill. He was just doing too fucking much. This is generation of Michael Myers, you know, it's like, when is he gonna die? When y'all gonna be able to kill him? They had the whole town come up against this man, and he killed half of the town. So I don't understand how one man can kill a whole town, half of the town. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it's just, and then when he did kill people, he overkilled them. It's like, it was just too much. Sometimes, like, these movies today just be like, these writers, y'all need to calm down. Like, some stuff just be like too much of some things, like real life. I know you have to make certain movies relatable. Like, don't get me wrong, I have nothing against same marriages, same relationship. You love who you love. But sometimes I be just thinking, does it have to always be a homosexual act in every movie? Do it always have to be like that all the time? Do you always got to have a gay friend? Do you always got to? I mean, because in real life, a lot of people don't have gay friends. Some people don't have that. But to make entertainment and to be relatable to people outside of the box, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because the people, you know, today's day, you know, you he, him, she, who, her, whatever. So it's like, I guess they have to make it relatable across the board, and I get it. But I don't like the fact that, you know, she was in love with somebody, he came back in their life, and they still have feelings for each other. If you're still in love with somebody, don't come back kissing and doing all this stuff and texting and getting jealous because she got another man. I feel like once you found somebody and this person is treating you good, and this is just from a woman's standpoint, if you got a good man, and I know we are human beings, and sometimes we let our flesh get the best of us. Sometimes we listen to our flesh instead of our heart. We want to go what our flesh is telling us, and people get those two mixed up. People be thinking that their heart is talking to them when their flesh is really talking to them. I feel like if you find a man that really genuinely love you for you and is what you've been looking for, and this, and you meet somebody else, the person that you was trying to get with is moved on, he about to get married and do all this shit, don't do that. Because it may not work out. Y'all have grown. Y'all have not been in each other's life. Y'all have grown in two separate directions from each other. Y'all are not the same people that y'all were when y'all were together. See, this is a thing that people have to understand, especially women. Women tend to grow a little bit faster. I'm not saying mature a little faster. I don't believe in that, because to how today's society is, I don't believe women are maturing. I think that the time has, like, trickle back on some women. But anyway, what I'm saying is that some women can grow in a different direction, and some men's minds are still in the same direction. So if a man feels like he can get you and control you or do certain things, he's going to do that. If he sees any inkling, even if he don't see it, he's going to try the old tactics, because he's going to think that you're the same woman that you were. So I feel like sometimes we need to learn how to see what's good for us instead of what we want sometimes, because sometimes what we want is the wrong thing. So in the show Harlem, Megan Good is still in love with her high school sweetheart, but her college sweetheart. Now, the good about it is that, let me tell you one more thing. And I hate that they have the ghetto friend. Oh my God. She's just too much. She lives with one of her friends that got money, and she just I don't like that character for her. I don't like that character. That's just my opinion. You'll see if you check it out. And the gay friend, she's a dominant person looking for love, but she all over the place. She don't know what she want. What else? The good about it, it's very entertaining. It has its funny moments. I love that they show a lot of that, you know, people of color can live well. I love that about it. So that's just my take on Harlem on Prime. Check it out. Be the judge yourself. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. And thank you for listening, and thank you to my new listeners. I really, really, really appreciate y'all, because, you know, I do things on my own term. I'm not like every other podcast. I may ramble. I might get off a subject. I might get excited. I might say some things that you may not like. But the thing about podcasting and having your opinion is having a different opinion. You don't have to agree with everything. You don't. So, you know, saying that, thank you for listening. And I hope to continue to get new listeners. And hey, please, please go and leave me a message. Give me some feedback. I would really appreciate that. And have a blessed and wonderful evening. This is Coco Red. Peace.